Blog Talk Radio.
Yay! I think everybody should start their day with a little applause. You should carry it around with you. Scott.
We are Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine understood, reaching my threshold, seeing the truth till I'm blind. My body's stupid, stereo putrid, spilling out music, in the wrong to it, reaching my threshold, seeing the truth till I'm blind.
You know, it might help if I wasn't muted when I was talking. Good morning, lovely people out in Gamerland.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
I just ate 3 oranges. Can y'all believe that?
Wow.
Yes, I said 3 oranges. That's right.
That's kind of nuts, woman.
I needed the vitamin C. And just in case you didn't know where you were, you're listening to Lunch with Ginger and Correct.
Yay, Ginger and Koi.
Ah, yes. Whew. Oh, good morning, Mr. Long, who just retweeted.
Yes, I saw that. Thank you.
It is very nice. That's right,
that
nice.
It is. That is very awesome.
And for Jay, boobs. Boobs.
Yay.
They come in, too.
Mm-hmm. Mine are not on display today. I will totally admit I'm still in my pajamas. My footsie pajamas, by the way.
Oh, I want some so bad.
With pigtails.
Oh, you are adorable.
Yes.
We need pictures. We need photos.
No.
Please, no, no. Please and thank you, please.
No.
Fine, be that way.
I'll totally be that way. I'm so evil.
So, guys, happy, 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 happy Thursday. There is tons of news, and we most likely will not get through it all, but you will live, unlike if you were listening to the EAS alert yesterday, which we will be discussing later on tonight. You saw some of my comments yesterday, but we're saving it up. It's going to be interesting later on tonight on This Week in Gaming. I know you said, what does that have to do with gaming? Trust me, it has a lot to do. As a gamer, when I start making these points later, you're going to be like, you know, I didn't think about that. And also,
I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't hear anything. Yeah, but we're going to talk about it later. Also, a shout out to our newly, where did you guys go? Fashion somebody that just followed us on Twitter. I'm sorry, guys. It's, you know, it's early for us. Gamers are usually not up before noon. Sometimes we're good. Fashion Patrol US just started following us on Twitter. We're assuming you came for the Pixinista.
Yes.
Stay for the Pixinista. It's good. Check that out. Okay, wow, my phone is all behind. What is it? See, I've been saying this for the past few days, and people are laughing, but I am telling you, Skynet is already assuming control of the internet. I keep telling you.
I totally believe it. I totally believe it.
And it's not happening quickly like it is in the movie, but it is happening.
No, Jay, pajama boobs do not work this well.
Under the top button.
It's not got buttons. It's got a zipper.
You know, I'm done talking to the both of you. All right. Before, Ginger, are you going first today? Because I got a quick thing I'm going to throw in before we go.
Sure, I can go first.
Well, very quickly, those of you who do not know and you're not at home, Firefox has released an update. Just be aware when you get home, things may not work the way they're supposed to. Mozilla Firefox released a new update just a few short moments ago. I downloaded it, and it's already showing me that it's different because it listed everything that, you know, little plugins and things I have installed, and do I want them, and, you know, do I want them to run it this time, and do I want it to cook me breakfast? I don't know. I accepted it, so, and I'll test it out after the show, because if I test it out now and we crash, it'll be horrible. Some of you will go and start having, you know, chest pains, palpitations,
yes,
myocardial infarctions and stuff. That's fancy for heart attack. Okay, so anyway, Jen, what you got?
I've got coughing my head off, apparently. All right. I talked to y'all yesterday about this idiot guy, who was threatening to blow up Best Buy over Modern Warfare 3.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, so he talked to the news today, and it's just more stupidity. All right, blow up Best Buy man responds to media attention. 31-year-old Aurora, Colorado man arrested and charged for disorderly conduct earlier this week after allegedly threatening to shoot Best Buy employees and blow the place up over Modern Warfare 3 purchase problems, says that he is shocked at how much attention his story has gotten on the internet and that the words he used were just a figure of speech.
Oh, Lord. You don't.
Yeah, right. Lamon Sarr said that he was upset because Best Buy screwed up his order for the hardened edition of Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, a purchase he made earlier in the day on his cell phone in his car. The trouble began when he didn't write down his invoice number for his early purchase because he was driving.
Yeah, that's what you get for.
When he finally made it to the store, the manager informed him that he couldn't buy the game because he wasn't in the computer system as having reserved a copy of the game. It was at this moment that Sarr got irate. He said, I put my hands up to my head, and I'm like, God, now I'm mad. I'm so, I'm going to have to, anyway, so I'm so bleeped right now that I can blow this place up. This is what he was telling Channel 9 News. Of course, store employees saw his threats as real and called Aurora police. Investigating officers issued a criminal summons to a man who threatened to carry out his own version of Modern Warfare at the electronics store. Fortunately, this situation did not end in violence. That was coming from the Aurora Police Department. Sarr went on to say that he told the local news station that his choices of words were poor ones, and he didn't mean the things that he said to be taken literally. I wasn't going to blow it up or anything like that. No, Sarr said. It was just something you say when you get mad. Because, you know, we all starting to blow places up and shoot people. You know what I mean? So, but they're like empty threats. You can't get in trouble for just saying you're going to bomb a building. Oh, no, no. Can't get in trouble for threatening to bomb a place. Stupid.
Oh, Lord.
Sarr admits he made the bomb comment, but denies that he threatened to shoot anyone at Best Buy. I didn't say I was going to shoot them, Sarr said. The only guns I own are virtual. Virtual guns on Call of Duty. Sarr also said he was pretty surprised to see all the news stories on the internet about him. He was upset that many of the headlines called him a nutcase.
You are a nutcase.
No, oh my God. He says, I'm sorry about what I said, but you know, it has to be mutual. The manager needs to apologize for screwing me around. Yes, it's his fault that you tried to pre-order it on the phone while you were driving down the road. So not only were you using your phone to do a pre-order, which is pretty stupid anyways, I mean, why would you do that? Two, you were doing it while you were driving, and then you're upset that apparently you screwed up because you didn't get the confirmation number. That's not on them, that's on you.
How old was this guy again?
31.
Okay, I'm gonna throw him in that group that I always talk about. Those of you who feel like you need to chronicle your life on Facebook and Twitter, those of you who will actually call in sick via Twitter, via Facebook, via text, or quit your job the same way, or post up pictures of you naked and drunk and wonder why your boss fired you, people, this is just not the way that it's done. You cannot, in this day and age, especially after 9/11, say the words, I'm going to blow up anything, anywhere in public. And in certain places, depending on where you are, I believe it's the movie theater in the airport, it's actually a felony. Don't open your freaking mouth and use those words. Just say, I'm angry, and that's it. You don't threaten to blow up things or shoot people because they have to take it seriously. We have 9/11. We have the Columbine thing, which is getting to me a little bit today. We just lost Ginger, y'all, by the way. She's going to be mad when she comes back. If you haven't been watching the show American Horror Story, they basically, one of the main characters reenacted that whole thing. And it was horrible. It's horrible enough to hear about it, but to watch it. And there's no way that any law enforcement agency of any kind is going to stand by and let it possibly happen again. So you cannot make those kind of comments even when you're angry. Be angry and yell, but you need to control yourself. If you can't control yourself, send somebody else to the store. Just ridiculous. Sad. Ginger, you're going to have to listen to this after to hear what I said. Poor baby. Our poor Ginger's having internet problems. Comcast, stop it. All right. So quickly, I also want to throw this in before I give you my next story, which will be about The Sims 3. I know some of you are listening. Last night, I stumbled across a fantastical game on the Android store. It's a game called Zombie Outbreak. And the guys, the developer's name is Kevin Bergen. Kevin has made one of the better games on the Android store, and it's having some issues with the hosting. So you guys that have an Android, first of all, go download the game because it's absolutely stellar. Wow, amazing. This is how the games that you should have on an Android. If you're going to be making games for Android, then this is what you make. To go download the game and click on the ads so he can get the money. These are the type of people that we want to keep in the industry because they bring good game. So I told him I was going to mention him this morning. He may not like that I said click on the ads. But, hey, click the ads and help this man out. This is a really good game. Okay. You Sims people are going to be really happy to hear this. Our peoples over in the UK sent this to me this morning. If you've not ever played The Sims and you want to try it out, or you're still playing The Sims 2 for whatever reason, you couldn't afford to get all the new ones or just didn't want them, but you wanted to try it out, well, they're saying today at EA you can try it out free of charge. EA is excited to announce that a 20-minute teaser demo of The Sims 3 is now available, so you can try The Sims 3 and see why millions of people worldwide have made The Sims the number one best-selling PC franchise of all time. Oh, we completely lost Ginger is not happy, and she's trying to get back in the call. I'm going to grab you, Ginger. Hang on. There she is. Okay, I'm in the middle of the story. Hold it. It's okay. Breathe. It's okay. Breathe. Okay.
I'm breathing.
Okay, so you Sims people, the 20-minute teaser demo features some of the best experiences of The Sims 3, including The Sims 3 World Adventures, the Ambitions 1, Late Night Generations, High-End Loft stuff, and Fast Lane stuff. Two of those I don't even have. They're saying you can do things like explore an Egyptian pyramid, commune with ghosts in a haunted house, and dance the night away in a club of vampires. You don't want to do that vampires one. It could get ugly. Of course, you can go over to the Origin store and try it out. Yes, that's a way for them to get you to download Origin like you didn't know what they were doing. But go over and try it out. Ginger and I personally don't believe 20 minutes is enough.
No, I don't think 20 minutes is enough at all. I mean, you're going to create your character. You're going to get in there. You're going to wander around, and that's going to be it. I mean, you're not even going to get very far. 20 minutes is nothing.
It needed to be about a good 3 hours. I mean, to really get you pulled in, because I think it's a three-hour mark if you've been playing. Yeah, that's right about the time when you figured out how it all works and you start getting a character that's, you know, doing whatever it is you want them to do, become a vampire or fall in love, or maybe they're an explorer and they're in the tomb, and it should just cut off right there. Bam! Buy it!
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, oh, I got to have it. I want to know what happened. So, yeah, the EA not good thing. 20 minutes is not going to cut it. Give them 3 hours. And you missed all my comments to the crazy guy, so you're going to have to listen to the show later and respond.
I always miss all the fun. Time Warner, I swear, Time Warner, I hate you. See how hard is that to say, just, you know what, I hate you, and, you know, go about your day. Yeah. You have to bomb people, or threaten to bomb people.
See, I knew she was going to tell me anyway. Yeah, it makes no sense with the guy, and a lot of people I notice doing that, or they make comments, and as I was saying, don't do it in the airports and movie theater, you are going to jail. Mm-hmm. It could be any public place, you know, I'm a little rusty on some of my law, but, yeah, any public place or... I believe it's more specifically an airport or a movie theater. And I remember coming back from PAX, and there was a guy taking pictures of the security check, you know, where they pat you down and make sure you don't have anything on you. And I went and got the security guy, and he says, oh, we've been watching him already.
Wow.
I didn't particularly like that they didn't do anything. I wanted them to arrest him and take him away because I got very paranoid, you know. I don't know what he was getting on, but I ended up calling the FBI when I got back here and told them, I gave them a perfect description. They were like, did you get a picture of him? I said, no, I did not. He got up and he moved when he noticed I was watching him, but I surely wish I had. You can't play around with stuff like that, people. It's just
No. There are too many crazy people out there nowadays.
You have to take them seriously. And I was also telling, look, that will make her not listen to the show because I'm going to tell her American Horror Story. Their show last night was about a teenager who went insane and killed his classmates, and it was very Columbine. But they eliminated the second person; he did it by himself. And just that's a good show. First of all, if you're not watching it, excellent show. But those scenes, even though it's been so long ago that it happened, still affected me. I was watching it, and I was like, oh, God, you know, just Mm-hmm. Horrible. So they're not letting that happen again. If you think it's funny, or you think I should have the right to say what I want, this is why you don't have the right to say what you want. If you're not crazy, then you're going to be lumped in with people that do things like that, because we can't let it happen again. We can't take for granted that you just might be joking, or you just might be upset. Because you might not be joking. You might not be upset, and you might go and blow up the Best Buy, and then everybody's going to start asking the people who may have survived, why didn't you call the police?
Well, we didn't take them seriously. You should have taken them seriously.
Everybody gets taken seriously. It's a guilty till proven innocent thing over here, people. So don't say it. Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't do it. All right. Ginger, you want to try to slip one in before Comcast grabs you again?
Well, I'm on my phone, but it is still cutting out. So.
Oh, you're good on your phone.
I can't seem to listen.
You're good on your phone.
Oh, well, that's great. Except I keep losing you.
Oh, I might be talking too loud. You know I'm loud.
I don't know. All right. Let me try. What do we got? SEC's Connect to Compete brings low-cost broadband computers to families.
Oh, nice.
Yes, the Federal Communications Commission revealed that as part of its Connect to Compete initiative, it will bring low-cost broadband internet and computers to any family that has at least one child in school that qualifies for the National School Lunch Program. The federal agency has teamed up with cable operators around the country, as well as Redum Tech Incorporation and Microsoft for low-cost laptops. The broadband side of the program aims to serve around 25 million Americans at a cost of around $4 billion annually. Families can enjoy the discounted rate of $9.95 per month for 2 years. That's not bad. The joint initiative between the public and private sector will rely on cable providers, including Comcast, Time Warner Cable, and Cablevision, offer internet service at a fraction of the national average price of $45 a month.
What?
Now, where are y'all getting $45 a month for internet? That's what I want to know.
That is way too high.
Yeah.
Is this supposed to be nationwide?
Apparently, that is the national average price a month.
They could get cheaper going with, AT&T, and it's
I want to say I'm paying more than that.
I have a bundle deal, and I'm not in the boonies, and I wouldn't be paying that much if I just dropped everything else and just went with internet. That's like the cost that Comcast charges for their business class.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That is. That's just for internet folks.
You're not going to give them some cable or something, some Netflix?
What? I know, right?
Boo, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be helping people out, you should be helping them out.
Yeah. I know Time Warner keeps calling me. It's around that time of year again to see if I want to bundle and get the TV and their phone. And I'm like, A, I don't watch TV. B, I have a cell phone. Why would I have a landline? And C, your service sucks. Why would I buy anything else from you?
And remember, you said that because later on tonight, I'm going to tell you why you need a landline and a TV.
Yeah.
Or the zombies are going to eat you. Or the zombies are going to eat you. Okay, so Brandon McNamara Brandon McNamara is saying that he believes that bad press contributed to the Team Bondi failing to sign another deal after L.A. Noire. You think, Brandon? GI.biz is reporting that he did an interview, of course, with Eurogamer, his first since Team Bondi went under, and McNamara claims that the studio was too busy to arrange a new deal until the project was finished, and by which time bad press had made it impossible. He said, mainly I'd say because we got a lot of bad press about what it was like to work with us and our conditions. He replied when he asked why the studio hadn't been contracted once the Rockstar game was finished. That obviously didn't come at the right time. To do a deal for a major video game probably takes about a year. We didn't start running around doing that stuff until well after the game was finished. That's the problem when a game is all-consuming and you need to get out there and do whatever you need to do to get people to know and interested. Team Bondi entered administration not long after L.A. Noire was released after Rockstar revealed that it would not work with the studio again, citing poor management and lack of vision. Rumors of 110-hour weeks during a hugely extended crunch period arose, with emails leaked by studio staff confirming poor working conditions. But in the interview, McNamara insists that those hours were not out of the ordinary for AAA development and that they were never compulsory. He says, 110-hour weeks are rough, but not many people worked 110 hours a week making L.A. Noire, I can tell you that, and it wasn't mandatory. It cannot be mandatory. It is against the law. In every state. You cannot force somebody to work those hours and hold the job over their head. They can sue you. So, no. Mm-hmm. He says it was just, it was hard and it was brutal, but I would say most of those AAA games, when you aren't sure of what the technology is and you aren't sure what the process is, it's going to be pretty difficult. Time's a finite thing. You can't extend it forever, and we certainly had plenty of time. You had 7 years. Mm-hmm. McNamara also revealed that he has a new project in the works, a console title which he's been pitching around for the last couple of weeks, although no further details are forthcoming. You guys should have just kept your mouth shut for at least 2 months after LNOR was out. You should have told people, don't leak any emails. We're all going to stage a coup. That's how you stage a coup. We're all going to stage a coup. Let Rockstar say whatever they're going to say. We're not going to open our mouths. And then 3 weeks after the game was done, that's when you should have started looking for your new deal. And then you should have came out and say, hey, Rockstar didn't want to work with us because this is what they were doing to us. Bam. Then you produce your email to back up what you're saying. But all this going on the week of release, it kind of overshadows the game. And, again, I haven't played it, but I hear it is effing awesome.
Wow. That is...
Now,
I haven't even seen about that.
Yeah, and there's a couple of comments here from developers. It's like, it does sound like bad planning. It says, why on earth, this is from Cash, who's a senior programmer at Moolah Games, said, why on earth would anyone work more than an eighth day to finish a title? Good planning and organization is all you need. 40 hours a week is normal, extra 20 if it's occasionally needed, or two in a year. Everything above is not acceptable. And if an employee allows them to enforce it, then it's sad. So it's all on the employees. It is on you guys. Nobody held a gun to your head and said,
"Yes, I mean, why would you put up with that? Why would you put yourself through that?"
Boo for team bonding. You make good games, but Rockstar's probably right. You didn't do a whole lot of great planning. Boo. Because I can't.
No, not at all.
Look here, Brandon. I can't come to work today. My foot hurts, and I've been there 43 hours this week. I'm just gonna stay home today. Corey, you're fired. Really? Why am I fired? Because you're not coming to work today and we need you. Okay, look here. Tomorrow I'm going to own Team Bondi. So you need to decide if you want me to be your boss. There you go.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to call my lawyer now if that's what you're saying. You're saying I'm fired because I can't come into work and I've already worked my 40 hours and then some and I'm tired and my foot is bothering me. See, but you'd rather go and threaten to blow him up instead. You all need to learn how to fight. There's a time for physical violence, and there's a time when you got to use your brain. And you're a gamer. You know how to think around a problem. Get the lawyer and say,
I know. Come on, people.
If anything, if that was me and this guy was that upset, although I cannot see why he would be that upset. Sometimes they lose your pre-order, and if you can trace it with a credit card, which you probably can, produce a receipt, go home, print it out, or print it from your phone standing there in a store. Honestly, technology is that good. Then you can prove it, and if they're refusing to go along with it, all you got to do is say, well, let me go ahead and call the press. And I'm telling you, they would have put 5 Modern Warfares in your hand just to shut you up.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to fight people. That's not
how
you do it. All right. Ginger, I'm sorry. I'm on a tirade this morning. Go, Ginger.
No, no,
go.
No, no. That's fine. That's fine. All right. Corey, you know you love me.
I do.
Sacrifice the souls of cute, innocent bunnies on your quest back to the underworld.
I knew you were going to sacrifice something. What are you doing to me now?
Grab your trusty scythe and jump into the role of the Grim Reaper. In collaboration with Coffee and Airplanes, Popular Games, and an app portal, Daily App Dream, which I've talked about before, they've got some cool stuff, has released the App Store Bunny Reaper, a cute and colorful platform game compatible with the Apple iPhone and Apple iPod Touch. In Bunny Reaper, players are charged with the task of collecting the souls of bunnies while avoiding being caught by one of the despicable heart monsters trying to stop you. Playing as the Grim Reaper, use your trusty scythe to chop bunnies in half. Off you go on your adventure through more than 5 unique environments, featuring an incredible 40 challenging levels. Bunny Reaper also includes 4 awesome atmospheric audio tracks and an astounding 50 achievements to unlock, including customization, options through the Game Center or OpenFaint support, and implementation. For example, the game has a fully customizable graveyard section and 3 increasing levels of bloody gore, all available as achievements. With unique edge of the world gameplay mechanics and a unique time reversal feature, Bunny Reaper is a bloody... oh my god, I can't talk. Bunny Reaper is bloody packed with fun. Bunny Reaper is compatible with the Apple iPhone and Apple iPod Touch and is available from the Apple iStore. So if you want to check that out, head over there and look for it. It is Bunny Reaper. It sounds hilarious. And if I still had an iPhone, I think I might try it because, you know, cutting bunnies in half and collecting their souls just sounds so cute.
Well, after what I'm about to tell you, I think some of you are going to be trading in your iPhones today.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. There's a reason at the top of the show I mentioned Skynet. Mm-hmm. You people with the iPhones, I told you.
Why were we mentioning it?
Skynet is assuming control, and it's starting with the iPhone, I'm telling you.
Oh, no.
Okay. We're all going to be in the Matrix by Christmas of next year. Okay, so according to VentureBeat and iFixit, Apple's Siri virtual assistant is just a little bit on the creepy side. The iPhone 4S includes an infrared LED sensor that remains on whenever the screen is lit up, seemingly to let Siri know when you're holding the phone up to your face to give it commands, which is normal because Androids do that as well when you're on the phone and you pull the phone away from your ear. Blah. However, all of Apple's iPhones do have an infrared proximity sensor, but it used to only light up when you were making a call or using an app like Skype, which made the phone dim its display and turn off the functionality. The iPhone 4S, on the other hand, keeps its IR sensor on when the phone is active, so Siri is always ready and waiting to answer her master or mistress's beck and call, according to iFixit. And in order to be as attentive as a personal assistant ought to be, Apple had to design the proximity sensor to be as vigilant as Big Brother, but as cute as Little Sister. So whenever the screen is active, the proximity sensor is active too. Thus, whenever you raise the iPhone 4 to your face, Siri is ready to take answers. Orders or answers, whatever the thing is.
Wow.
So
part of me says, that's kind of hot, and the other part's like, oh, that's creepy.
So that is why Siri is not on the older devices. They're saying because the IR sensor is not the same, or they believe it's not fast enough to support Siri. But there have been a few hackers that have managed to port Siri over to the iPhone 4 and the iPod Touch. It's not on the iPad either. But the person that was writing this article was saying it's a poor reason to keep Siri off the iPad too, since it's not something that you'll be holding up to your face very often. But it says it's not like Siri would be unusable without the sensor being on, because you can still double tap it on your home button. So why exactly is Apple making Siri watch you, and who's actually watching would be the question. I told y'all, Skynet is assuming control.
Yeah, that is scary.
Y'all need to be scared. Turn the iPhones and get rid of them. That's how it happens.
Android.
Well, I ain't trusting my droid either, because I told you, if it sprouts arms and legs, it's getting smashed under my shoe. I'm serious. I had a nightmare about that, like, a couple of days after I got it, that it was droid, and then the arm started to come out. I was like, smash.
Corey, I love you. We spend all of our days playing games, dealing with technology, and you're having nightmares about technology. That's just, wow.
I'm having nightmares about how it could go wrong if we're not responsible. I'm sorry, it's a Terminator movie. Started coming on, but having flashbacks.
See, I'm going to admit something, and some of y'all are going to be like, oh my God, you lose your geek card. I have never watched any of the Terminators because I know they scare me.
Girl. Okay. Just say this. You need to watch the Terminators, and you need to watch it. Forget the rest of the Matrix, just the first one. I pretend like the other ones don't exist.
I've seen all of the Matrix.
Boo, 2 and 3. No. One ties in so directly with the Terminator. When you watch, and you have to watch them, Ginger. That's your homework for the weekend. Get them on the Netflix and watch all. Well, you can do without 4 because. But it the thing.
No,
I,
and it's got flipping what's his face in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I refuse.
No, you need to watch this because when the zombies are coming and the Skynet is coming, you need to know what's going on, Ginger.
Okay. No, still not going to watch, but all right.
But I think what's most amazing to a lot of us about the Terminator now, and the fascination still remains, is that way before there was Wi-Fi or internet, they were talking about this. And think about in the 80s. Yeah, that's an 80s movie. Yeah, in the 80s, we were like, how the hell could it possibly, you know, computers take over? But now it is completely feasible, looking at the technology that we have, that they could. they could.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that it happens in part three, I'm trying not to give it away for Ginger, y'all. I know y'all know. But the way that it happens in part three that explains it, it all has to do with the Wi-Fi. So you all be careful. I'm sorry. I'm on a...
Then I only need to find that one spot then and just watch that one piece.
No, you gotta. You need to watch all of them.
Oh.
It's all.
Don't see how mean she is to me.
Yes. Okay. Is it my turn? Am I supposed to be talking?
No, I think it's.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said your turn. I'm on a tirade this morning. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm trying.
All right. Well, what have I got? I debated that I was going to talk about yesterday. I will talk about today. War of the Immortals closed beta is live. Experience a new action MMO, RPG, and winning gaming gear. Perfect World Entertainment, don't care about that, today announced it has successfully launched closed beta testing for its action MMO RPG, War of the Immortals. Players can now join the beta and play War of the Immortals for free by visiting perfectworld.com. Prospective heroes across the globe may now begin their journeys to become greater warriors, even as they're swept into the wake of an impending war. War of the Immortals features interactive environments, vivid landscapes, classic action RPG gameplay, and awe-inspiring monsters. During closed beta testing, players explore content from levels 1 to 50, first choosing to become a powerful immortal from between 8 classes. War of Immortals also boasts a unique pet system based on the concept of capture and customize. That comes alongside an advanced guild system, which allows players to establish housing for guild members, recruit new warriors, plan dungeon runs, and create new recipes and items. War of the Immortals gives players a heightened AAA free-to-play experience with interactive environments, soul gear, and in-depth pet system, territory wars, PvP, and compelling action RPG combat. This is coming from Jonathan Bellis, executive producer of Perfect World Entertainment Incorporated. We have brought together some of the most requested MMO RPG features into one compelling new game and look forward to hearing what gamers have to say about the closed beta experience.
Boo.
To celebrate the closed beta launch, Perfect World Entertainment is giving away one of two prize packs consisting of Logitech gaming gear and a limited edition War of the Immortals mouse pad valued at $210. All right, so the whole thing must be, because if that mouse pad cost $210, you're probably doing it wrong. All players belong to War of the Immortals between now and November 13th at 11:59 p.m. Pacific will automatically be entered for a chance to win. All right, and I'm opening up this now, and I'm going to register for this. So, that Logitech gear is mine, people.
What? It's yours.
Yes.
Obviously, you are mistaken.
No.
You are sadly mistaken. You're going to have to share.
No.
We'll both use it at the same time. Could you imagine that?
I've actually played a game that way back when...
When you could. Back when you could.
Star Wars came out with Legos edition for the PC back when. And I remember playing that on one keyboard with two people.
Oh.
That was fun.
Yeah, you could do that back then, and nobody was trying to blow each other up for no reason.
No. Why are you trying to blow each other up?
Because they can, because it's just joking. I didn't mean it.
I was shooting him in the back of his little Lego head, but that was just in game.
Speaking of Star Wars, you and Snow are going to be in there this weekend. If you guys got into the beta, you might want to look those two up. I don't know if I'm in, and I'm not caring, I think. I might care. I don't know. Go ahead and check them out. Look them up this weekend. That's where they'll be probably drooling and yelling at each other over Skype and leaving me out.
No, leaving McCoy out.
Because they don't love me. Okay.
We love you.
Okay, cool. So, you guys out there, some of you out there are loving Drake's Fortune, Uncharted, or Drake's Deception, rather. PlayStation 3 exclusive Uncharted Drake's Deception notched up an impressive 3.8 million sales worldwide on release day. Still not enough to surpass Battlefield 3, of course. Uncharted 3 is a blockbuster, and these incredible sales figures reflect that. Consumers are clearly as eager to play the game as the critics were were to heap praise upon it. The SCEE's head of communications, Nick Chaplin, is the one who said that the team at Naughty Dog deserved this fantastic reception at retail. The Uncharted series, exclusive to PlayStation 3 only, which is very smart of you guys, don't give it away this time, hang on to your franchise, has redefined the third-person adventure genre and is now one of the leading franchises available. Ginger, did we lose you again? Oh, there you are. Yesterday, of course, Activision announced that Modern Warfare 3 was its biggest game launch ever, but did not release actual sales figures. Analyst Stern Agee recently predicted 5.5 to 6 million day one sales for that particular title. And, of course, we told you yesterday the hoopla surrounding it was, is it good or is it not? Reviewers are saying it's excellent, and you players are like, it sucks. So, well, guess mm-hmm. what? But Drake's Deception, I'm not hearing anything bad about so far. And I did like Uncharted, the first one, but I'm not that amped to try this one, although it looks really good. Me and certain games are not good to play when I can see the patterns in the game. That's the bad part.
Yeah.
I can see all the, I'm supposed to jump here, and this guy's going to pop out this side. I need the random...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was really ceased to be fun after a while.
Mm. Yeah.
That and I wanted to drive that Jeep.
I see that Dark Age came a lot.
You say Dark Age came a lot? You see that a lot?
Yeah. The people I used to play with would be like, how are you getting past these mobs without them aggroing? Well, you can see the little path just right there. See?
See, you were born to be a game developer. That's exactly why certain games, after we review them, I cannot play them anymore. And you're like, oh, you have this, you're not playing. I can't because it's going to be too easy. I will tell you who I am angry with this morning. You people over at Ubisoft need to be cut. I saw the new trailer for Assassin's Creed, and I was all for it, except for they didn't stick us a girl in there. Come on, guys. You are the purveyors of girls. You have the ultimate girl people over there, the frag dolls, and you didn't stick us a girl in the commercial? Really? Anyway. Commercial was good, though. Just needed a girl. Yeah, we needed a girl in the middle. That was short. Do you mind if I grab another, Jen?
You can grab another if you'd like.
Okay, this one's real short. I'm just going to say it. Sims Social is out in Japan. There you go. And also, those of you with Get Up and Dance, there's a new trailer out today, which we'll be posting up shortly. O Games today released a brand new trailer for their latest party game, Get Up and Dance, which is out now.
You can
bust some moves with unique choreography to dance floor fillers spanning the five decades with superstars such as Jesse J, Nicole Scherzinger, Salt and Pepper, Lionel Richie, and the latest tunes from Example. Ristle Kicks, I forgot those two, and Resh 32. You can get a peek at the awesome track list and official videos featured in the game and various modes from Shape It Up, Group, and loads more. It's developed, of course, by Gusto Games. Get Up and Dance is out now for Nintendo Wii, PlayStation Move, and PlayStation 3. Yay!
Yay! I would give up a move. My leg still hurts from twisting my ankle the other day.
What were you doing twisting your ankle?
I was... nothing kinky. I was hiking.
Yeah. Kinky
I
hiking.
I wish you were kinky.
Kinky hiking.
I wish. No, just regular old hiking. Didn't see the rock.
We know how you are.
All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. I'm going to go back over to GamePolitics.com because I was going to pick up the story yesterday, but we ran out of time. Minecraft invading a classroom near you.
Yay.
That is kind of cool. Kids love Minecraft, so it seems only right that they should be able to play or should be able to buy it on the cheap to learn something in school, right? Well, Minecraft developer Mojang has teamed up with Teacher Gaming LLC to create Minecraft EDU. Minecraft EDU is described as a collaboration of a small team of educators and programmers from the United States and Finland who are working with Mojang to make the game affordable and accessible to schools everywhere. I lose my voice. This team has created a suite of tools that makes it easy to unlock the power of Minecraft in the classroom. The program offers a 50% discount off the game and access to the Minecraft EDU mod created by teachers for teachers. The modification works with the original Minecraft game and is designed for classroom use. The mod lowers the learning curve so teachers can learn how to use it in the classroom. Minecraft EDU is currently in a private beta phase. It will be available for purchase to both institutions and individuals in the near future. All right, so if you want more information about this, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you want to bring this to your school, check out minecraftedu.com. That is kind of neat.
I'm worried that, of course, we have a lot of teachers that are not that techie.
Yes.
Which is what our big problem is in the schools. The students are, yeah. All right. Before we have to take a break really quickly, this is probably going to affect your Christmas shopping. Just so you know, thought I'd throw this in there. A couple of major online retailers are divided over a new piece of legislation that seeks to clarify the murky issues of charging sales tax for purchases made on the web. Currently, several states only require customers to pay a sales tax on purchases made on purchases made online if the online retailer has a physical retail store address within the state. But retailers that operate entirely online, like Amazon, only have shipping service centers and not actual stores, which has allowed the company to evade charging its customers a local sales tax in some cases. This gives online retailers an advantage over direct competitors that operate both on the web and through physical stores, meaning customers get a better deal when shopping online. It also means state governments miss out on billions of dollars in tax revenue. Well, that's what you get for being behind. I'm sorry. The bill, of course, is called the Marketplace Fairness Act and was introduced Wednesday by U.S. Senators Lamar Alexander, Republican from Tennessee, Dick Dublin, Democrat from Illinois, and Michael Enzi, Republican from Wyoming. If passed, the new law would give state governments two ways to collect sales tax from online purchases. The first way requires U.S. states to sign a multi-state legal agreement that would bring each of their sales tax codes into conformity. The states can then compel online retailers to change or remit a sales tax. States that don't sign the legal agreement can still force online retailers to collect sales tax on purchased goods if they adopt more minimum standards to simplify their collection process. All sellers with an annual sale less than $500,000 are exempt from collecting individual state sales tax under the proposed bill. Amazon has come out in support of the Market Fairness Act, which is likely because the company has already successfully negotiated deals with some states that allows them to continue not charging sales tax despite operating a shipping or service center within that state. Amazon strongly supports the enactment of Enzi, Dublin, Durbin, Alexander bill and will work with Congress, retailers, and the states to get this bipartisan legislation passed, said Amazon VP of Global Public Policy Paul Messner in a statement. It's a win-win resolution, and as analysts have noted, Amazon offers customers the best prices with or without a sales tax. However, other online retailers, eBay in particular, have come out against the new legislation. eBay has nothing to gain from the bill since the majority of its money comes from fees it charges smaller sellers for using its online auction site. Regardless of the new legislation advantages or disadvantages, the U.S. federal government is badly in need of an updated method of collecting taxes in the new age of e-commerce. We're going to have a field day with this later, I'm telling you, because this is what it's – oh, yeah. All right, it is time for us to take a short respite and drink some health potion.
Yes, my internet needs a health potion.
And we're going to cast some buffs on Ginger. Poor Ginger.
Oh, poor Ginger.
No.
I just totally thumped my screen because I'm annoyed.
Just thump your screen like it has something to do with it.
I know. And then I was like, why did I do that?
poor Ginger. Okay, you guys know where to find us, GamerNatrix.com. You can even look us up with GamerGirlsRadio.com. Of course, later on tonight, you can join in the fun of our ranting and raving by sitting in the chat room with our GDRs This Week in Gaming. And throughout the day, of course, you'll miss us, so drop by. Take a peek at that new show, Pixinista, especially if you like.
Yes.
And always, as always, send us email. Go check out Zombie Outbreak, like I told you. You got nothing else to do today. You might as well kill some zombies or be a zombie, whichever one.
Yes, that sounds like so much fun.
Fantastic. See you guys on the other side of the mic. I may have to get Dance Central just for that one song. Unless they let me download it for my original Dance Central, in which case I'm going in there in a minute.
That'll be hot.
And hurt myself when I start doing the dances.
I still can't wait for mine. All right, what have I got? I have got Alien Adventure Goes Gold.
Really?
Yeah.
When Candela it was silver, we didn't want it, right?
I know, right? All right, so Candela Software, Crazy Motion, and Saga Wonderworks are pleased to announce that Alien Adventure, originally titled Alien Jihad, is now available for free download from the Apple App Store. In the tradition of the classic arcade shooters from the 1980s and early 1990s, Alien Adventure pits you as the humanity's savior against the hordes of alien invaders.
Of course.
All right, so, yeah, it's got a story. The alien invasion from Virginopolis has engulfed Earth in a titanic conflict for humanity's very survival. Advanced Fatwa and bailout energy weapons started tilting at the conflict in favor of the aliens and their clones, the greedy bankers. We'll never give loans to our small business customers, proclaimed the vampire squid greedy banker from his lofty perch on Wall Street. Instead, we'll something them on the beaches, we'll something them on the landing grounds, we'll do it on the toilets, we'll something anywhere they stand. I don't know what that word is supposed to be. It's very badly translated. We are the true masters of the universe. We must not misunderestimate this, cautioned former U.S. President George W. Bush. These weapons of mass destruction come from the Amazon rainforest. The only solution is to burn down the whole forest and turn over the land to Texas-based big oil.
Oh, why do they have to do that to us? Come on.
No, that was under the bus. Come on. There's one simple solution to all of America's problems, explained U.S. President wannabe Michelle Blackman. We must, oh my God, we must completely remove all taxes on the rich, get rid of all social security and medical funding, and the pensioners. The only law in America's society should be the law of the jungle. We must learn to love these aliens, says Hollywood big shot Charlie Sheesh, offering a more conservative point of view, particularly their women, at least 2.5 women per day.
Wow.
Oh my God. The battle still rages over Earth's great cities like London, Paris, and San Francisco. Are you ready to join the fight? No, I'm sorry. After reading that story, no, I'm not ready to join the fight at all. Even if I had an iPhone, I wouldn't. No, sorry.
I got to give him props for making a political statement with the game. But I don't want to play it, but it's hilarious. Please stop.
Wow.
Please stop throwing the Texans under the bus. We don't even like George W. Bush. Yeah.
Well, some of us drive hybrid cars. We live in the boonies. Gotta drive. Yeah, right? A hybrid car.
And some of us don't like Rick Perry either. So please stop.
Oh,
lumping
God. No, don't. I swear to if you're a gamer and you vote for him, you lose your soul. No.
Ooh.
For you.
Ooh. Well, now y'all know how Ginger feels about it. Hopefully you get it. We're not going to get into the whole political thing, but I will tell you guys. Yeah.
Guy creep. Don't do it.
Ooh. Wow. I'm sorry. Somebody I have a crush on sent me a message. I'm like, ooh. Okay. It's a writer. Anyway.
Oh.
It's a gamer crush. It's not one of those. Y'all stop it.
Uh-huh.
Stop it. Bad, bad people. Bad.
We're bad.
Hey, all I did was giggle.
It was so cute, too.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Long said. Great episode today, ladies. We got to make sure we tell him. We're not done. We're still going. He just can't hear us.
We are not done. We are not done.
We're never done. All right. Speaking of not being done, look, I'm all back and forth trying to figure out, okay, which one of these here news is important enough to share, because some of it we really don't care about. We really don't care about. No, that's not good. Okay, so let's move back over here. All right. Oh, bad. Well, of course, those of you who are on XBLA on the daily are probably very happy to hear about, you know what, I'm not going to share that. That's too long. Ooh, I am all over the place today. Help me, somebody. Gamer gods, please help me. All right. I guess I will share with you this one. Since we have a lot of people over there in the Chinese and Koreans markets who loves us.
I know. Y'all love us. So we're,
no accounting for taste. The UK and all them, I don't know. No accounting for taste in those regions. I don't know why y'all love us, but you do.
It's because Coldplay is so hot.
Maybe it is. Maybe. I don't know.
And I'm sending them links to the picture of the butter knife.
You know what? Cutting for you. Can't even wear those shorts anymore. yeah, they see a lot more if I wore them shorts now that they didn't want to see. They just fall off. Okay, so two major Asian online game companies are forming an alliance. South Korea's Nexon recently relocated to Japan, and China's Perfect World, who have a special place in our heart. They're the first persons ever to advertise at Game of Matrix back in the day. We love them. They're teaming up with a joint venture to manage and operate online games in Korea. The deal comes just a day after Nexon made a big move. Nexon reportedly may raise nearly $1.3 billion in an initial public offering on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, according to Reuters and Nikkei. Nike? Sorry, I keep saying it wrong. Business Daily. Nexon is one of Asia's biggest online game publishers, with games including Maple Story, Mabinogi, which I've played. I should be ashamed of myself. Mabinogi, Vindictus. You hear that, Ginger? Vindictus! Combat Arms, Dragon Nest, Dungeon Fighter Online, and most recently the company has been expanding in the U.S., launching a Facebook version of MapleStory, which I have been dying to try, but I keep avoiding, and also investing in mobile social games. It also invested in social game maker Six Waves LOL apps. Perfect World, of course, is based in Beijing and is a major online game publisher that operates games such as Perfect World, Legend of Martial Arts, Zhuxian, I'm sorry, my Japanese sucks, Chibi, which I was not that fond of, all that Chibi stuff, Battle of the Immortals, which Ginger was talking about earlier, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Fantasy Zhuxian, Forsaken World, Dragon Excalibur, Empire of the Immortals, Heaven's Sword, and Dragon Saber. Good God. These may not be well known in the West. Yes, they are. But they are free-to-play titles that are earning considerable sums. Users play the games for free but pay real money for virtual goods. Now the joint venture will take those games into South Korea, where online games are extremely popular. The strategic alliance will help us further expand our user base and provide the highest quality services to local players in the Korean market, said Michael Chi, chief executive of Perfect World. The introduction of more Perfect World online games into the Korean market will help further strengthen our international reputation as a comprehensive online game developer and operator. Min SEO, CEO of Nexon Korea, recognized Perfect World's rich content and renowned development talent. I got to say, you guys do make
They have beautiful games.
They are beautiful, and they are so nice.
They're actually turning out new ones, yeah.
They're so nice. Let me tell you how nice they are. You know how we're told here in the West that, you know, when you meet people from that region, you don't hug, mm-hmm. you don't shake hands, this type of thing. So when I met them for the first time, I walked up, and of course I was like, I don't know what to do. So I did the little bow thing, and the guy bowed to me, and then he grabbed me and gave me this big old hug. Oh, we love you, Gary Netflix. And I said, oh.
That is so cute.
It was nice. And it was not the pervy hug. You people know the pervy hug. Hands below the waist, a little bit too low. Yeah, it was a real hug, just really nice and sweet. Very happy. They were all being sweet to me. Pulled out chairs. Sit down, play the game. I was like, okay. This is nice.
That does sound nice. I'm a little bit jealous.
Good people at that company. And they're always here in the U.S., whether you guys realize it or not. You want to meet them? They're usually at the GDC. They don't go to E3 and all that because we all know E3 packs, y'all are out of control. Anyway.
Yes, y'all are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good story.
Oh, my God. Hurry up and read this one. I got to share this one before we go because this is good.
Right. Four stories, newbie event. Zumi Interactive, Korea's leading MMORPG developer, has made an announcement that they will be holding two newbie events, one free $30 and two free monitor for the newcomers. Whoever comes into fourstory.com, registers, creates a character, plays 1 hour every day for 30 days, and reaches level 10, will receive $30 worth of game points after he or she sends a ticket or tells any GM that he or she qualifies. Of course, this should be done after he or she plays 30 days. This is 3,000 points. The event is scheduled to begin today at November 10th
All right. Until the end of December. By the end of January, out of the total players who have received $30 worth of points, Four Story will pick one player to give a free monitor. However, beware, since this is an event only for the newcomers, there won't be any notices regarding the event. The only way to claim your reward will be to say the magic words to the GM or send a ticket to the administrator. Give me prize for the newbie event. Don't believe it? Try it, and you will never regret it. All right, so that's the end of that. So if you play Four Story, make a new character, play 30 days, da-da-da-da-da.
And there you have it.
There you have it.
All right. Well, here's some news that a lot of you are going to like, especially Ginger.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Apparently, Google TV is getting a 24/7 streaming porn channel.
Yes, she's going to totally love that.
And yes, we will be talking about this again later on tonight. I'm just going to tell you the story now, but please reserve your comments because it's going to be juicy. When we add snow to this mix, it's going to be funny. Okay.
The new channel that we need to start for, anyway.
Gamer porn, we just show pictures of controllers and us rubbing them all day. Okay, so Google TV, the search giant's combo hardware software entertainment endeavor, could be on its way to attracting a larger male customer base, at least. We needed some women thrown in there. As porn studio Vivid Entertainment is now streaming sexually explicit content to television sets by way of a Google TV application. Vivid.
Yeah, I won't be watching them. They're the same people who just did the video with the Octomom. I don't want to see that. Sorry.
Ew. Vivid for Google promises Vivid subscribers free access to porn 24 hours a day in HD. Programming includes adult movies, celebrity sex tapes, triple X parodies of popular superheroes, and educational videos of the adult variety, of course. And this is according to a website called Announcement, to their announcement on their website, rather. The dedicated channel for porn is said to be the first of its kind and will up the sex appeal of Google's modest entertainment platform. Mm-mm-mm. Vivid for Google TV gives our fans a new way to enjoy Vivid movies in high-quality HD and with other benefits that provide a very appealing, highly enjoyable and user-friendly experience. Steve Hirsch, who's the co-founder and co-chairman of Vivid, said, "We spent more than a year developing a code base for a robust standalone internet TV channel with a friendly interface for the consumer. Google TV has heretofore underwhelmed customers, but it's just been revamped with an improved interface and Android applications." Sounds enticing, yeah?
No.
So perhaps porn will help Google TV's cause. And at least they're saying they have a...
I don't want to see Octomom vagina. Sorry.
This story was actually out two days ago. I'm going to reserve all my comments till later because I cannot say what I want to say during the day. Because we'd like to make sure you guys are safe for work. Every now and again we slip, but I'm very clearly knowing if I say anything, I'm going to slip. So we'll talk to you guys later on tonight. Remember, we are on This Week in Gaming. It's on every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time till 10. You can stay up with us, even if you're on the East Coast. And Pixinista, of course, airs every Tuesday night at 8:30, yes, p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, we're here every day, every single day. Except for Saturday and Sunday.
I'm sleeping in or sleeping off whatever I did the night before. So yeah.
Well, I have gotten BT to correct the issue where it keeps telling you guys we're on in a few minutes, so you shouldn't get that little notice on Saturday. But if you just want to text us, it's fine if you want to say good morning.
yeah, go right on ahead.
Go right on
ahead.
I
warn you, if you wake me up without bacon, I may stab you.
Oh, hey, we got to arrest you. We got to take this threat seriously. Just be saying that, Ginger. You know better.
With a peppermint stick in the eye.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Yo, yo, yo.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Payback is a-coming, you will be running forever.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I'm a mercenary, you ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh, no.
later, boys and girls. Mm.